63. It didn't take long for Charles to log out of the game. The night before, he refreshed where the icon was for it in his menu. He even logged off 30 minutes early. After his normal bathroom schedule, he keyed in the options for the support suit to dress him. Support suits looked like full-body pajamas made from thick rubber foam, or at least his did. They had gone through several iterations in the past few years, and this was one of the more recent versions, which meant that it was a navy blue color and came with more medical capabilities than a hospital room did 20 years ago. As a last-minute addition, Charles grabbed a 40-year-old oak cane that had been a birthday gift once and waited for Bert out front. He didn't have to wait long before the transport showed up, its door sliding open to reveal Bert sitting on a plush seat wearing a similar suit. Charles had to double-take as he almost didn't recognize Bert's face. His most recent interactions were through the game, and Bert's character had a handsome young face. The elderly version of Bert was almost scary to look at when he grinned.
"Hop on in. I have something to show you," Bert said, sounding creepy.
Charles took the seat opposite and deliberately decided not to wonder how many young women might have been propositioned with those exact words.
"Looking good, Bert,"
Charles answered.
"Hey, watch this."
Bert pressed a selection on a holographic display that he had apparently been waiting to press. The screen came up, showing a picture of the game version of Charles beating folks with his stick. An upbeat digital song with a fast tempo played, and Charles's strikes timed to the beat perfectly.
"What's that?"
Charles asked, not really sure what he was looking at.
"You're famous now. This is a music video for a new song made just from excerpts of your gameplay,"
Bert said with a big old smile.
"Huh,"
Charles said, realizing that any banter would be automatically lost when compared to this video. When it ended, he summarized his feelings in 3 words.
"People are stupid."
Bert just chuckled. Soon, they both did what all elderly gentlemen had a penchant for when faced with traveling. It didn't matter how much the vehicle had improved to reduce vibrations and noise or how smooth the rides were. The 2 men were fast asleep in minutes. When they arrived that afternoon, it was at a nondescript 4-story building next to a warehouse. On the other side of the street, there was a worn-down restaurant with bars in the window that spewed a greasy smell. Bert and Charles exited the vehicle, and Bert led him into the entryway. Walking inside revealed a set of elevators on the back wall, laundry machines on the right wall, and broken food dispensers on the left. Charles was almost surprised that they still had laundry machines around, but given the conditions of the building, he wasn't surprised. Charles started to feel age tremors along his arm, his legs kicking in as he followed Bert to the elevators.
"It's been a while since I've moved around this much."
The elevator led out on the 3rd floor to a hallway. Lights buzzed on and off, and the carpet had seen better days. They silently hobbled down past closed doors until they hit the room number Bert was looking for. Dark red paint was peeling off the door and more flaked away when Bert knocked. There was no answer for a minute or two, and then they heard shuffling from inside. When the door creaked open, it revealed a short, fat man in a light blue tank top and boxers. His hair was thinning, and he was rubbing his eyes while he leaned on the door like he'd just woken up. He looked just like how Charles's granddaughter had described him.
"Who are you, and what you want?"
he demanded. Bert started,
"Well, we're here to ask you if you..."
Charles didn't let Bert finish. Weeks of smacking people in-game had translated to a habit that he acted on without even thinking. The cane he brought smashed against the side of his head, clipping him right on the temple. He didn't even have the chance to fight back, collapsing almost immediately. Charles's medical suit started beeping loud warning sounds, but just like in the game, Charles kept smacking his target over and over, even after he'd fallen to the floor. It was several minutes later when Charles stopped and realized what he'd done. Neighbors had come to investigate the sounds. Blood pooled along the floor beneath the man's body. A dog barked in the background. Bert and Charles looked at each other. Neither one quite had the words they needed. Until the sirens sounded, that is. When they heard those sounds, it must have pushed Bert into a realization.
"Well, that's something," Bert said.
Charles looked down at his bloody cane.
"Yeah, guess it is."